Hi, and welcome to the Win-Win Podcast. I am your host, Shauna Sumalong. Join us as we dive into changing trends in the workplace and how to navigate them successfully. According to Gartner, 60% of sales reps lack relevant learning opportunities. So how can you provide consistent training and coaching with a unified platform? Here to discuss this topic is Felix McCabe, the head of Global Enablement Execution at Dropbox. Thank you for joining us, Felix. I would love for you to tell us about yourself, your background, and your role.
Yeah, Shauna, thank you for having us today. Sure. So I started my career in sales, so with a lot of empathy for the sales force. And my career trajectory has taken me through different avenues from marketing to commercial to where I sit now in enablement. So I feel like I have a unique perspective on the whole sales process and the different component parts that support our sales team. So as I've transitioned into enablement at Dropbox, I guess what I do today is I lead our execution arm of our enablement team, helping to upskill the level of our sellers at Dropbox.
I love that. Well, it sounds like you are the perfect guest then to talk about skilling up your sales teams. And I know on LinkedIn, actually, you mentioned that you like to really push the boundaries of seller development from onboarding to productivity to really mastery. And that is a really key focus for you. As an enablement leader, what does streamlining the path to mastery look like?
Yeah, I think from where I sit, I think about the seller life cycle, like you said, from onboarding to ramp to starting to become productive to ultimately becoming a master in that role. And that starts with onboarding and really equipping the sales professionals with the right sales skills they need to really be able to sell in today's market. You layer on top of that then product knowledge and any specific sales process nuances that we have. And then you've got to check that learning, test the delivery, and ultimately sign off and certify to say, this salesperson is field ready. But development can't really stop there. It takes continuous practice, and that comes in the form of coaching. And that's what's required as we move closer to mastery. I'm not saying we're fully there yet at Dropbox, but it's certainly the ambition we have in putting those right pieces in place to be able to accelerate that journey through the seller lifecycle.
Amazing. And so tell us a little bit about the value of training and coaching in this. How do you build effective training and coaching programs to help sellers achieve mastery?
The training is only as good as the reinforcement that happens afterwards. Because how many times have we seen, a seller go through, tick the box, I'm certified, but then they struggle to maybe articulate your value prop in the market or something like that. And I guess the challenge for frontline managers is often that there's not enough time to coach each rep effectively, especially if I'm managing a team of 6 or 8 reps. The functionality we now have with HighSpot, thank you, has given us the ability to scale that learning with the ability for managers to really jump in on the platform and be able to coach in a more async and time-effective way. And from an admin perspective in my world, I'm able to ensure that that coaching is happening. And we've seen that really kind of ramp up since we've started to implement this process. And I guess the next step for us is to see how AI can accelerate that.
Absolutely. Now, from your perspective, what is the strategic value of a unified enablement platform when it comes to ensuring sellers are ready and building that path to mastery?
We've probably heard a lot about Zoom fatigue over the last few years, especially since the pandemic. But for a seller, it's tool fatigue. There's so many places to go to do different parts of the process. And really, that's just annoying. It's in my way. And at the end of the day, I've got a clock above my head and a target on my back. And I'm trying to get that job done anyway how. So it's confusing. It slows down the sales process. But what we now have with you and HighSpot is a way of bringing some of those elements together so that our sellers are moving closer to a single source of truth. For me, look, I love the idea that I can go to one place, I can learn about my products as a new seller through courses and learning paths. But then as an experienced seller, I've got a place to go and refer back to. If I'm on a customer call or preparing for a big meeting, I have a evergreen or always on space where I can get that information that's key and critical.
And Felix, you leveraged TieSpot at a previous enterprise organization as well as Dropbox. And based on that experience, what are some of your best practices for effectively implementing and really driving adoption among your sellers, particularly, as you mentioned, while there is all this tool fatigue?
Where my previous experience at Global Telco, Vodafone, shout out to the guys there, and actually a lady at HighSpot, Laura, who implemented that at Vodafone, who introduced us to the platform, and I used it as a rep. And that's why when the opportunity came up, I put my hand up and said, I know this can be a lot better than what we were doing with the platform at Dropbox. So in terms of best practices, I've borrowed from some of that experience, but I've also learned from other enablement practitioners. Manny, I met in Seattle last year at your Spark conference. And maybe I'll shout out here to Donnie Miller over at American Woodmark. I know he was on this podcast too, but he gave me a tour of their instance of HighSpot. And that gave me a lot of food for thought as I came back and started to relaunch the platform. So I think in terms of adoption and helping us get there, I think number one, it's making things easy to find. It's as much about curation as it is creation. Because you can have a lot of stuff in there, but I like to use the analogy, we're the gallery and we work with the publishers as the artist, and we help them curate the best assets and showcase what our reps need to know. And then it's about building good governance around the platform to make sure it's always good content and stuff that's outdated is getting out of there. And quality is something we struggled with and we're now getting a lot better at. And then investing time in bite-sized learning to show how you can get the best out of the platform. And that's a value add and kind of a kind of key tidbit that we got from our HighSpot CSM, Kelly. So shout out to her as well.
I love that. And, you know, you talked about how important it is to really make sure that HighSpot is seen as that trusted source. And you guys have seen a lot of success by implementing a lot of these processes that you just talked us through, including great governance. You guys have actually achieved a 29% increase in adoption of HighSpot over the last few months. How do you gain trust with your sellers when launching new programs or initiatives to them?
Yeah, I think it starts with trust. And that's key for adoption and ensuring that what we're doing is value add for our stakeholders, not only the sales reps themselves, but also sales leadership. And not making sure we're adding to a priority list, but we're part of the priority list and supporting that. And partnering with content publishers, and in our case, that's a lot of our product marketing team, to ensure quality of what's being produced, as well as ourselves in terms of the learning that we're creating is supported by those assets, and then bringing it to sales in a consistent way. And we've done that a lot using the sales play object in HighSpot. That's been helpful both from a curation point of view, but also from an admin point of view, because we've got dashboards now be able to show how those plays are being engaged with from a, you know, content consumption point of view, as well as a learning certifications point of view. And, you know, another recommendation we've taken from HighSpot is leveraging your messaging framework of what to know, what to say, what to show, and what to do. And just simplifying that messaging for reps has been, you know, game changer.
Now, in terms of strategic initiatives, because you mentioned the product marketing team as one of your key partners, I know one of your key focuses this year is driving a new product launch. Can you tell us more about this initiative and what you're aiming to achieve?
Oh, yeah. So we launched a new product last year we called Dropbox Replay. It's a video image collaboration tool enabling things like frame accuracy and commenting, and works with a lot of the main kind of video editing tools out there like Adobe and DaVinci. And it's got many use cases, not just in the media space, but construction space. And we've even seen some interesting use cases from sports teams that we partner with. So from an enabler perspective, it's about us ensuring that our sellers are knowledgeable about this product, its functionality, and then how it's supporting our customers to be more productive. So that's kind of where it starts with Replay.
Absolutely. What are some of the key ways that you're leveraging HighSpot to help support the product launches for your teams?
Yeah, I'll talk a bit about the Replay launch again, because I think what we've done is we started by creating a 3-module learning path so our centers could learn about the product and test their knowledge using the knowledge checks and the video submission capability that's in there, I think that's really cool because we've tried to be creative with that type of knowledge check, the video submission. So what we've done is we've created scenarios where we will have reps pitching against objections that they might get from a customer, as well as creating a scenario where they need to demo the product. So that's both two different use cases for that same piece of functionality within our learning paths. And that's been great. Alongside that, then we've created an evergreen space around the Dropbox Replay product. So we've got our pitch decks in there, discovery questions, case studies, competitive information. We've even got like video content from some of the reps, some of their colleagues who've been successful selling the product and what value they were able to bring to their customers. So that's where we've got to so far, but we're still looking forward and we're looking at now how maybe we can leverage HighSpot's API, create a new flow of data so we can start tracking more of a line correlation from content consumption, training certification into pipeline generation and ultimately revenue, right? So we're starting to build that out now with the help of the HighSpot technical account team.
How do you today measure the impact of your efforts on your strategic initiatives? And do you have any wins you can share?
Yeah, I think we've been on a journey from a data perspective here. So like I just mentioned, we're looking at automating some of the process we've had through your API and data lake extension. But until now, it's been very manual. So, you know, last year, for example, we took our global AE team, roughly about 50, 60 sellers. We looked at their performance across 5 or 6 kind of criteria, performance versus target, close business, those kind of things. And we created an aggregated score. We did the same then in terms of engagement. So, you know, things that would highlight engagement, like content consumed, had they completed training, et cetera. And what we were able to find by creating this aggregated score was that the reps who were doing more of the right things, they were highly engaged, consuming the content on HighSpot, taking the courses that we'd built, they were outperforming their others and significantly. I think the stat we have is between 48 to 57 percentage points higher attainment versus target than those who weren't engaged. So that's huge for us to be able to quantify that influence over revenue. So going forward, plan is to automate a lot of this and, you know, we'll be looking to leverage the API, but also the scorecards you've built into the platform.
That is an amazing win. So congratulations to you and the team at Dropbox. Last question for you, Felix. You have a strong vision for your enablement strategy. How do you plan to evolve your strategy in the next year? And how do you plan to leverage HighSpot to help you innovate?
Yeah, I always like to joke that we're never in a fair fight in enablement. We're typically outnumbered 50 reps to one of us. So in that world, it's all about being scalable, repeatable, and measurable. And a couple of things we'll be looking to do is, you know, continue to invest in building more of our spaces within HighSpot in those spots. We're bringing on other partners within the business, like our RevOps team, Deal Desk. They're all looking for their own spaces. So we're bringing more of the sales process and organization into HighSpot to continue that ambition of being a single source of trust or truth. We're launching a frontline lead coaching program. So bringing all our frontline managers through a coaching program, and HighSpot will play a big part of that with specific manager-based plays and using the scorecards again here. And then we're hopefully, like I said earlier, going to accelerate a lot of what we're doing with the AI functionality that you guys have brought to market recently. And I think for me, specifically looking at AI feedback within those learning modules, I think that's going to be a big piece for us.
Exciting. Felix, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate the time.
Thanks for having us.
To our audience, thank you for listening to this episode of the Win-Win Podcast. Be sure to tune in next time for more insights on how you can maximize enablement success with HighSpot.